Some 2.5 million tons of food worth about 20 billion shekels was thrown away last year. Nearly half of this loss, 1.2 million tons, was rescuable, according to the fourth Food Waste and Rescue Report released today by Leket Israel, the National Food Bank. The report, produced together with the consulting company BDO Israel, presents for the first time in Israel a detailed model for the estimation of food loss in the household consumption sector, its value, and the impact on households. According to the report, an average Israeli family throws out food worth 3,200 shekels per year, equivalent to a month and a half of expenditures for household food consumption. Reporter Naomi Segal heard more from Gedi Koch, CEO of Leket Israel.
The main findings are unchanged from last year that we did it. This is the fourth report that we're actually publishing. They're basically around the 20 billion shekels worth of food and 2.5 million tons of food that is destroyed every year in Israel. That's 35% of the volume of food manufactured or distributed in Israel at all. These findings are consistent over the last 4 years, growing from 19.3. This year it's exactly 19.7, as much as it can be exactly. And I think that's one of the issues with the report itself. This report actually deals with the consumer side of food rescue, what the consumer or a house, what the household consumption is. And we're talking about almost 8 billion shekels worth of food that is destroyed in the households, which is equivalent to 880,000 tons. Now, these numbers really don't say anything, but in the light of the Eurovision contest now, then if you think about Hangar 2 at the Expo Center in Israel, only the food destroyed in the household would fill that expo, that Hangar 2 in the Expo Center in Israel. And that's a tremendous amount of food. I think the other important or interesting piece of information in this is that the average expense on food purchase in Israel is 2,000 shekels a month, and Israelis are the average household in Israel is throwing away 3,200 shekels a year, which actually means that we're paying for 13.5 months of food that we're consuming only 12 months in a year. And that's, you know, with the price cost in Israel, with the food cost in Israel and everything, throwing away a month and a half of food is unbelievable. So, these are kind of like the main findings. The other findings that we have are why is food thrown away in household, or what the household, exactly why food is thrown away in the household, and that means, and that comes from the first part of it is the expiration dates, which this is something that can be somewhat controlled. There's a confusion about expiration dates in Israel, and I think all over the world as well in this, that there's use-by date, best used-by or expired by, but people don't recognize the differences. And once they see a date, they say, that's the expiration date, I'm throwing it away. Now, it doesn't mean necessarily the food is not good. It means that just on the expiration date, that's what appears there. And that's something to consider as well for the household, you know, check to see if the food is really spoiled or not. The other two findings are findings that we cannot control is actually the amount of food cooked or prepared. And we know that from every Shabbat dinner or every holiday dinner that we have, the amount of food that we actually prepared at our homes, at our houses, is way over what we need at all. And we continue using that over the weekend and then the first days of the week, and later on some of it is thrown away. The third part of it is damaged food or spoiled food, which means that, you know, if you're preparing food at home and then you have a bag of lentils and it bursts and it falls on the floor, then you pick it up and you throw it away. And that's something, these are the two last findings are things that are not in our control. Expiration date is somewhat controlled. There was a discussion about expiration date in the 2017, when there was a discussion in the Welfare and Employment Committee regarding food prices in Israel and the amendment to the law, amendment to the food law, and there was some discussion about the impact of expiration codes, but the discussion didn't continue on. I know that the Ministry of Environment is dealing with this, but we still probably have somewhat to go there. But that's one of the findings that I think that can be controlled somehow.
Is the idea to extend the expiration date so people hold on to the food longer?
I think there is a sense that we can extend the expiration dates. We know part of it is, of course, marketing and the retailer side of it that wants to shorten it in order for us to purchase a new, throw away the old one and purchase a new one. I'm not sure what to what extent it is in terms of percentage, but I think at the end of the day, when you look at it, and companies are doing it, they extend the expiration date for certain products. When we used to collect products from the industry, once in a while we would get code-dated or expired products, but we would get that with a letter from a technician, a food technician or food engineer that would extend the shelf life of this specific product for a few days, for a week, for 2 weeks, depending on what type of product it is. So it can happen. The question is how you regulate this, I think. But that's just one of the things. I think if we look also at what Lekit Israel does, then this report itself is not connected directly to what we do. Because Lekit Israel actually rescues from farmers and from packing houses. We rescue fresh produce at the level of 15,500 tons annually. And food collection, we collect 2.2 billion meals annually, but we don't get to the consumer side of it. But because of the three previous reports that dealt with the industry, the retailers dealt with the agriculture part of it, and food and meal collection, then this kind of like, it goes the whole value chain of the food from the agriculture through the manufacturer down to the consumer. And we show that there's waste in every one of them.
So while food rescue from the consumer level might be limited to some degree, does Lekit have any recommendations regarding food waste when we're talking about perishables or leftovers in terms of households being a little more tuned into what they're eating, how much they're eating, and maybe trying to buy less or cook less simply so food doesn't get thrown away in the same levels?
Right, so there are a few recommendations regarding this, and it's divided by, you know, first of all, by the purchase, the time that you purchase the food or when you go to purchase the food. First of all, don't go hungry. If you're going hungry to purchase food, then you'll probably end up purchasing more than what you actually need. Plan, have a list ready of what things you need to purchase and stick by the list. And don't, like, there's always, like, these sales in at the retailers, buy one, get one free, or a bigger box at less of a price. You know, stick to your list, and they'll get, like, don't follow these, or try not to follow as much as you can these sales, because they just end up, some of them being thrown away. And then when you get home, at the storage side of it, you know, when you're working on your fridge, for instance, don't store cucumbers and tomatoes together. They both release certain gases into the air, and these gases cause the cucumber or the tomato to ripen more quickly and spoil more quickly. If you're cooking food, put the food when it's warm into the fridge. Don't wait for it to cool down, because then there's less of a chance for it to spoil. So there's a few things. These items are available online everywhere, I think, but these are a few things that can be done to control the food waste. And once you're cooking, I mean, again, try and cook for whatever the needs are. And yes, cook a bit more, of course, but don't cook too much over it. Try and control the amount. So really it's a matter of control and how you see and how you can actually control from the purchase side of it down to the cooking part of it, how you can control what you're doing, what you're cooking, what you're preparing.
And finally, one of the issues related to in the report is a call for national policy on patterns of food rescue in Israel. What does Lekit say on this matter?
Right. Well, there's no national policy. The UN went out in 2015 with a decree stating that they're requiring reduction of 50% of food waste by 2030. A lot of countries in the world have joined this decree. Israel has not yet. Israel needs to join that, and actually there's a report by every country supposed to be issued by July of this year, and now I know that the government is scrambling to get some kind of report on the way, because we didn't do anything about that, or there was nothing governed in Israel controlling this. So we first need, I think, to adopt this decree by the UN. Let's put food waste at the top of the list, or one of the top items of the list that we have to deal with. And then let's devise a national plan controlled by any ministry or one ministry or a couple of ministries We can't avoid the government being involved in this. It's not a non-profit issue. It's not a welfare issue. It's an economic, welfare, and environmental issue.